Hi, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. Season 9, episode 6. We're in the drama. I don't know how many episodes we get, but we're in some drama.
I know.
So I hope it doesn't end.
With live episodes, you don't know where it's going to peak. Like, how long are we going to be here for?
I know. Well, before we get started, be sure to check out our other podcast. We have Summer is Fun, which is now Winter is Fun because Winter House is live. We also have One Season Wonders, which is like the funniest show we do. So check it out. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe. We have Nothing New last time I checked, which was this morning, check again while I talk.
Throw us a bone, people.
I know. Like, we're not that bad where you just fully ignore us. Like, we're bad, but we're not like that bad. Join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. Follow us on Instagram if you want to get a little involved at Vanderpasta.
There is both things happening for the show and also real life events that there's a lot of stories, and I love it. I love watching our own stories. So come
it's
get involved.
So fun. Also join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get for the mere price of $1 a month. You get access to any episodes that we record early. So that is when we don't have two live seasons or even one live season running, we will go back.
Half of season 4 up there for you to listen.
That's true. And you know what else you could get if you do it right now? We record Winter House like 5 days early, 4 days early. So you'll get that early.
Not much, but yeah.
You'll get 4 days early, and for Vanderpump, you'll get it 12 hours in advance. So
yeah,
or something like that.
Join us quicker.
Also for the mere price of $1 a month, you get access to our pre-shows. So that's where Meredith and I just talked.
They are lengthy these days because there is so much going on.
We have so
in a good way. Like, there is good content on there. You get the biggest bang for your buck.
You get the best of our world. Make it into a Hannah Montana song. Okay. For $2 a month, you get access to our after shows, that we do when we go back and watch old episodes. So that is not right now. And mainly they were big in COVID because there were no live episodes and we needed to talk about Bravo news. So that's,
and there was a lot of Bravo baby, like Vanderpump
babies. So many babies everywhere.
So,
also we will say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Chris, Danae, Dustin, Gina, Jackie, Kelsey, Mariah, Tracy, and Zoe.
Woo-hoo!
And then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, you get the ability to ask us questions or give us your thoughts for our live shows. I posted. The only person to respond so far was Meredith's dad, and it was nothing Bravo related. So we will maybe save his questions
every
for the
time
end.
You say Meredith's dad, it makes me feel like the biggest loser.
Why? Meredith's dad supports my parents don't support us. They still think I'm dumb for doing this.
Hanging out with us.
And then you also will be entered to be our patron of the episode. So this episode, I'm gonna pick Dustin.
Woohoo! Dustin. You know what, actually, this is something I need to mention, and I haven't discussed with you, so this is just off the cuff, but last year we did presents for our patron Jackie.
You're right.
So
we're
coming up on the holidays. This is a time to join because
we might send you presents.
I'm thinking we need to do another round.
We'll ask your dad what he would like, and then we'll send that out.
No,
but it has to be Bravo related.
My present is his present.
It has to be Bravo related.
We will have a tiered present. So $5,
you know,
we'll get the best presents.
You know what?
Last year we got Jackie a wine glass, didn't
we? Right. I think
that was so good
because I really wanted that wine glass and we like didn't buy it for ourselves and I'm still mad.
We meant to. I think
we meant
forgot.
To and we never did. Okay, but actually, speaking of presents, your dad asks, what is one of the best presents we've ever given or received? He asked us three questions. This is just
what?
One. Well, Chris, your patron donation is the best present I've ever received. And my worst present? Is there a bad present? One time I was bad and my parents gave me socks for Christmas.
Oh my God.
But I deserved it.
My worst present is actually from my dad. He got me this.
This I almost spit on my drink.
Cardinals skirt that matches the shorts he has. Yeah. And he got it for my mom, my sister, and I. He had sent me a picture of it like 2 months before Christmas and said, "Do you want this?" And I said, "Absolutely not. That is horrendous. I hate when you wear those shorts." This was like 2 years ago.
He bought you a skirt 2 years ago?
I'll send you a picture of it.
What are the Cardinals doing making skirts still?
It's so ugly, Alicia. I'll send you a picture. And I told him, "Absolutely not." And he bought it.
Christopher, what are we doing?
He tells us that we're ungrateful.
My dad tells me all the time I'm ungrateful. I think it's a dad thing.
I don't know what my best present is because I pick out my own presents and I just send my parents links and I'm like, buy this for me.
Yeah, I don't think I have.
You know what? Actually, my best present is when you bought me that cameo from James.
Yes!
I remember you being like, "Are you home yet? Can I send you a link?"
And he was like,
so sketchy.
I was so excited.
I've never been so surprised.
I watched it and I was like, no one understands my excitement.
Oh my God, so good.
It's on our Instagram if you guys want to go see it. But anyway, let's get into this episode.
Let's do it.
So previously on Vanderpump Rules, the Toms are opening a bar called Schwartz and Sandy's. Max and James got into a big fight because James took some workout pills. I'll never not laugh. We learned about Brock's family in Australia, and Lala outed Brock during lunch to Lisa about a domestic violence charge. Which, kind of thinking about it, was kind of bullshit a little bit. I get it.
Yeah, I'm ready to discuss it because I have some thoughts.
Wait till the end because we got...
Yeah, a lot to get through.
Okay, so Lala's house. Basically, Randall wants to have this poker night for the dudes because he wasn't able to make the American boys poker boys night. Remember when we had American food? I'm gonna call it American boys
cheese
night.
Cheese whiz and McDonald's.
It's called American boys night. So he's gonna put together a poker night, which was my favorite part of the episode. I can't wait.
Love this because I love how active Randall is in this show, that he is planning activities to film.
10 out of 10. This. He's known as Rebuy Randall because he has unlimited reentry. I thought they said ribeye at first. I had to watch this 3 times. It made no sense to me. And I had to watch it with captions. Does this man just love ribeye?
I love the name drop of Khloe Kardashian later.
That's
in the episode.
Later, and I screamed. We'll talk about it.
They showed this on, I'm pretty sure they showed this on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the poker event that Khloe participated in, and Randall was there.
So Randall not only knows Mark Wahlberg, but he knows Khloe Kardashian.
He knows Khloe adjacently. I don't think he knows her like he knows Mark Wahlberg.
You know he's friends with Mark Wahlberg.
Okay. So, Jesse Metcalf.
Stop dropping my names for poker night. Cut this out. So Randall's going to invite Brock because he doesn't want to leave Brock out. Lala drops the conversation with the restraining order and how, you know, Brock's got all these issues.
Which I thought Brock was there, or I'm sorry, I thought Randall was there whenever Brock talked to Lala.
Yeah, no, his ass dipped.
No, but the off-camera version, I thought, I assumed Randall was there. I didn't realize Randall legit left the event.
Randall was hanging out with his friend Khloe Kardashian and Mark Wahlberg. So he was busy. So then we go to Katie and Tom's house, and Katie is torn up about this domestic violence charge. Are we just going to forget about this?
She cannot understand it. Get over it.
He's not the same person anymore. We now hate him. She's like distraught. Schwartz has a good point. Like, yeah, but that's like between Sheena and Brock, and like Sheena knew about it.
Yes. So I like Schwartz kind of playing devil's advocate of like, yeah, but Sheena did know. This isn't like new information to her. There is a little bit more going on. Like, let's calm down, Katie.
And then Katie goes, but Lala was so shocked about it. And I was like, who the fuck cares about Lala's feelings in this situation?
Yeah.
I don't know. So then
Katie's a little overplaying this.
She always is. So then we go to James and Raquel's, And James gives a great play-by-play on Brock crying at American Boys Night.
It was so good.
And then James has my favorite quote where he says, you know what? Brock was probably younger when he had his kids than he is now. And I was like, yeah, math-wise, he probably was.
Well, he did say before that he was like, I don't understand, like, the timeline or, like, what's going on.
But yeah, James. Younger than he is right now.
I would assume that he did not impregnate two women on two different continents at the same time
during a pandemic. So Raquel says her and Sheena are close, but life clearly isn't everything that Sheena portrays on her blog. And then cut to Sheena's house, where we're on Sheena's blog. We're gonna cook apple pies.
Glad you asked. We're gonna make some what are apple typical pie. Blogger.
Dutch or French? Huh? I was like,
comment below.
So Sheena knows that her track record isn't the greatest. And I think that shows some real self-reflection, but it sucks because she thinks Brock is the real deal. So she's been using YouTube and blogs to show a deeper insight in her relationship, the true version that's unedited except by her. So like, fuck you, Bravo. I love the shade at Bravo.
Few things here. One, I just realized this. It kind of seems like she's taking on the responsibility for Brock's bad narrative. And I don't really like that now that I'm thinking about that.
I don't either, but a lot of women, like, everyone's got to protect their man, as Lala says, you know?
Yeah, I think her group is more tuned into this because of things like her past.
Yeah, and I think Sheena's just trying to be like, he's my baby daddy at this point. It's not just done and over break up with him. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, they never show Sheena's like podcast or vlog. So I'm kind of excited they're showing this for redemption for Sheena.
Finally, justice for Sheena.
Justice for Sheena. Hashtag. That's it.
Then we're back at Lala's house. Lala's telling Randall about how concerned she is and how Brock has some explaining to do. And I was like, not to you.
Yeah.
But it's fine. So personally, I think Brock's okay with like explaining things. He doesn't seem like he has anything to hide yet.
He says, because it cuts back to like the vlogging day. He was like, I'm ready to explain if people have questions. I have nothing to hide. And I love that statement.
He doesn't have to explain anything to Sheena and maybe Sheena's parents.
But I love that he is ready to do it. Yeah, like he sees that her friends are worried and says, I see your concern. I'm here to make you feel comfortable because I know how much Sheena means to you. And I think that means a lot.
And I think Sheena means a lot to him. Like, I think Sheena comes with a lot of benefits of being famous, but I think he does love Sheena.
I can say this
because if I were to date a famous person, it would probably be the same thing. I love the benefits of you being famous.
100%.
But I don't know if I love you.
But I don't think I could stick around because there are cons of being famous. I'm not sure you would take the cons if you didn't love them.
Yeah, I'd want like a D level, maybe G level celebrity.
I'll take a Bravo celebrity, please.
I'd take it, yeah.
Order up. Ding, ding.
Carl. Okay, so we're at the Tom Tom's new restaurant. We want to redo the ceiling and do all these crazy things. So we got,
okay, Greg, I have a question.
Yeah.
Because I had trouble with the labeling of all this. It's Tom and Tom's new restaurant, not Tom Tom. Correct?
Yeah.
It's not another Tom Tom. This is Tom and Tom's.
This is Schwartz and Sandy. Okay. Yes. So we have Greg here to help. I don't know if Greg is also involved in this bar.
I am so confused by this whole scene of who these people are, where we are at, because I even backed it up and I thought it said Tom Tom, not Tom and Tom.
No, this is definitely the acid on Get Grandma's restaurant.
Okay.
Greg, at first I thought it was a contractor because they're like,
no, he's an investor. It said investor.
Well, I didn't see that because I'm dumb, but
it said Tom and Tom bar investor, so it was like towards the end.
Maybe he's a Tom Tom investor and they're trying to get him as part of the thing. I don't know, but basically Greg's here. He's gonna give them some control that they don't have with Lisa, and I just want them to know they're 5% owners at Tom Tom. They deserve no control. So I agree.
Lisa's a freaking idol in the restaurant world. So why would your input mean anything? Like, why literally would you have anything. Controlling input? Like, you should have room to voice your thoughts.
I think the amount of control they had this episode with making a few drinks was exactly what 5% gives you.
Yes. I think they have room, because they're an investor at all, they have room to tell Lisa things, but that you should trust her judgment.
Yeah.
Look at Tom.
Sandoval wants colors, lights on the colors, illusion, seclusion, but also like a community interactive event. So now this is a theme park. And Greg is like, great, we love ideas, but let's get organized. What's the name?
Well, and like, let's have realistic ideas. Like, Sandoval says something about the Starry Night over in a booth, and Greg's like, well, every time you open the door, you won't be able to see that. So and he's like, bring in
live animals, it'll be interactive. Like, no, shut the fuck up.
Let's put a step next to the booths. Like, that's a hazard
for your wait staff mainly. So Greg is basically like, what's the name? And they tell him Schwartz and Sandy's. So Greg asks if this is a different kind of deli.
Is somebody going to get pastrami here?
I lost my mind. So Greg's basically like, this isn't fun and games. This is real. We need to start building. You need to convince me of what you want, because we need a mission statement.
Yeah. And every day we're not open, is it more money out of our pocket? I'm like, thank you, real businessman. Thank you for
showing they up. Thought Greg was going to be like, cool, Schwartz and Sandy. Honestly. And pastrami. No, sir. Greg is around. He's an investor.
I'm starting to realize, like, Sandoval has some like fun out of the box ideas, but he really needs somebody to rein him in. And that's kind of the benefit of Lisa, is being like, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Because Schwartz ain't about to do it. That man, he's not to rein anything in.
Hell no.
Okay. So now we go to James and Raquel's apartment. Raquel's putting her fingers up her nose.
Oh my God. We got this in the preview. I'm so mad that we got this in the preview. And this is so not.
It would have been so funny though. So basically, Raquel has always been really insecure about her nose. She got a nose job. And it didn't turn out how she wanted. It's actually lopsided. But her doctor prescribed exercises for her that she has to do 14 times a day, which is basically just picking her nose.
What? Well, she's like breathing, like she's clogging one and like breathing in and out. And I'm like, but
she's doing it so delicately. Like my ass.
She's doing it the exact way Raquel would do something. But I'm like, how is that going to shift your bones?
I have no idea. I've never had a nose job. Listen, I'm not thrilled about my nose, but nose jobs seem intense. Listen,
I don't want this to come off as me shaming people who have plastic surgery, because like, your body, your choice, do whatever you want. However, this tells me never do anything like this, because like the percentage chance that it doesn't go right is like terrifying. You paid all that money and now your nose looks even more jacked up. No, thank you.
Yeah. It's like lopsided. Okay. I'm opening before we go. Yay.
Yeah,
okay.
Right now is mixing it up.
We're mixing it up. I'm drinking.
Me too.
Okay. So James walks into the bedroom. Raquel's going through her closet. So James lets us know that he has talked to Max. They're all good. They finally made up. Max is hunky-dory. I bet it was that virtual reality that James gave him that they used to play way back when they were children.
We really should have got a reaction from Max. Like, Raquel handed over the present, but it's not like he really opened it and reacted to it.
Listen, Max is Lisa's least favorite child, and also Bravo's least favorite child. Bravo hates
him. Honestly.
I don't know why I love Max. And he, because mostly he argues with James and it's funny.
Justice for Max. So, there's your new stand. Yes,
thank you. Okay. And Raquel's like, that's great. But James still gets really angry. So she asks if James is open to going to AA. And James is like, not really, because he's not sober. He still smokes weed because he has a job in nightlife. And this is that California sober that people do.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm torn because I'm not in it, like I'm not an addict, so I don't think I have a right. I did recently listen to a podcast Lala was on where she talked about how she hates Demi Lovato using the term California sober, because like Demi Lovato chooses to smoke weed and drink because she says she's addicted to the harder stuff. And Lala's like, but that's not fair then to call that sober, because Lala was just doing weed and alcohol and she was an addict. So like, if you have an addictive personality, you have an addicted personality, you can't pick. And so I think it's hard for me to comment because I'm not an addict and I'm not close with any addicts that I know of. Do I think James should be smoking weed? Maybe not. Does it prevent him from not drinking? Because I think that's his real job, maybe, or his real issue. Maybe.
Yeah. It seems like when he explained that it keeps him calmer, it made sense to me. Like I get that. I think it's a very personal choice, but I was very intrigued that he wanted to go to AA, which is Alcoholics Anonymous,
instead of
just NA, for smoking weed.
Yeah.
I'm also not an addict. I wouldn't think that those cross. I feel like you could still go to AA even if you smoked weed, because I do feel like they're kind of separate.
Yeah, I think I do too. I don't know AA, but he can say like he's sober from alcohol, right? I don't really know. Again, like I'm not, but if it prevents him from drinking, like at his job, if he's sitting there at the DJ booth and someone's like, smoke or drink, if he's going to go for that drink, I'd rather him be like, no way.
I agree. Cause like, it doesn't seem like smoking is a destruction of his life at this point.
I mean, he's still angry, but we should mellow him.
That is clearly a personality.
Stop thing. So what can we do to fix pills. It? Raquel asks if maybe he'd try meditation or boxing. And he's like, I would pay money
to watch James try and meditate.
I don't think he could.
I'm sure he has ADD. Yeah.
I'm sure. But he's down. He loves Raquel. So anything Raquel's going to do, he'll do. Also, anything that's short and tight. That Raquel wears, mwah. He's in it.
Chef's kiss in his
hooray. So now we go to Tom Tom. We're in full swing. Everyone's wearing masks. It's a real night.
It is a real night.
The Toms are here. They kick Richardson right out of his seat. Poor Richardson. He deserves better. The Toms match yet again, and we get a great montage of all the times they've matched. Oh, which is just Tom Sandoval buying two and giving one to Schwartz.
Literally.
We know
Schwartz doesn't have a backbone.
So Lisa wants to talk about the bar. Ken and Lisa are here to answer any questions. They're very protective over the Toms.
Yes.
They want to make sure they're okay. And so they started asking questions. The Toms do not know how long the lease is for.
This is my favorite.
They might own their own concept. Like, we don't know.
I do this sometimes in my professional life. I ask questions that I know people don't know the answer to, because I know the answer to them. So it's kind of fun to this is so bad. It's kind of fun to undermine people and be like, you have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, but Lisa and Ken didn't know the answer either.
But it's like, how do you not know how long your lease is if you own a business? Like, Lisa and Ken know the length of all their leases.
Yeah, you should fucking know.
You should know that.
Sandoval says he appreciates the help, but he needs his time to be on his own. The Toms have to do this. They want to prove they can do this.
Yeah, we got to be pushed out of the nest at some point. Like, just let us fly.
And Lisa just wants to know why she can't ever just get a straight answer. And this is probably why they're better as 5% owners.
Yes. But
whatever.
Here's what I think. If Sandoval and Schwartz weren't on this show and didn't have the notoriety to back up this bar, they would never open a successful bar, in my opinion, based on what they're showing now.
Well, I would only go to Tom Tom because A, I know Lisa, and B, I know the Toms.
Intimately.
Yeah, but like, could you imagine walking down the street and seeing like Schwartz and Sandy's, and we have no, I'd be like, pastrami.
Yeah. Pastrami.
But like, pastrami. So then Tom Schwartz puts his foot up on the chair and they're like, oh my God, do you have flip flop? First of all, I'm like, who raised you, sir?
Yes. Florida? If this is your apartment, like I get you like doing this, but we are not only in the presence of Ken and Lisa, but we are at an establishment. Like,
in public, legitimately during a time around everyone
where people's germs and touching things is so noticed.
Disgusting. So then they're like, why are you wearing flip-flops? So then he takes off his flip-flop and puts his dirty foot.
Makes no sense because you can already see his toes through the flip-flop.
So then he puts his dirty ass feet on the table. And so Lisa's like, oh my God, you need a pedicure. So Schwartz is going to go over to Villa Rosa at some point, get a pedicure. And then Schwartz, with the hand he touched his foot with, touches his mouth.
Mike,
how are you married?
How are you going to open a bar? How are you responsible to do other things when you act like a 6-year-old child?
He's going
to
go home and kiss Katie with that mouth.
Stop.
Okay. Ooh. So now we're at Tom and Ariana's house. Sandoval's getting a haircut. Gets one every 2 weeks. That's more than
Ariana. By Jesse from Sir.
From Jesse. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I knew he looked familiar. You're right. I didn't
see his name. Well, it said it gave the little, like, I'm pretty sure he's like a busboy or something.
Oh my God. I love Jesse from Sir.
Yeah.
Success. But yeah, 2 weeks is more than Ariana washes her hair. Meredith, when was your last haircut?
Over the summer, because I was like, I don't want it to be too long when I live in Puerto Rico.
I think mine was maybe in May.
I usually go like a year.
Okay.
But yeah, guys are different. I've heard most guys go every 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, because once it grows out, it grows out. Whereas girls, like, if it grows out, you can't tell too much.
Yes.
Well, whatever. So we find out Lala texted Ariana to set up the alcohol for her gathering. It makes sense because Lala's sober, so she doesn't want to like set up the
alcohol. It makes sense that Lala wants someone.
But like, never forget when Lala said that her and Ariana don't give a fuck about each other on a podcast, and then yelled at drunk Ariana, and drunk Ariana clapped.
Yes, Lala should have someone do this because she is legit sober. Yeah. However, picking Ariana as your person, I kind of am seeing that Lala doesn't have many people to go to.
Also, I'm kind of seeing that Lala probably... like, she says this later, but she loses it so often. She, like, is just another
Tuesday. It just is water her. Off her back. Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's talk about Sheena and Brock. Ariana thinks it's important to tell the truth. And Sandoval's like, yeah, fine. But Lala didn't tell us the truth when she started dating Randall. And we flash to Lala saying that she didn't have a married boyfriend. And Tom and Ariana confirm that they lied to for Lala, because I mean, we knew it, but this is the first time I think it's been confirmed on the show.
But here's the one thing I do want to say, because you did post a tweet about this, about Lala being a homewrecker. There is a difference between breaking up a marriage and dating a married person.
Yes, agree.
So I don't think it's been confirmed. Sorry
about my tweet.
No, I think that's good. I don't think it's a problem. I'm just saying, I don't think it's ever been confirmed when she started dating him during his marriage.
Okay.
Like, well, were they already separated or not? I don't know.
You're right. I have no idea. But at least Tom and Ariana said she was dating a married man. She lied. True. Everyone lied for her.
Very true. We got the receipts.
So Ariana says, yeah, like, we get that Brock may have this past, but Sheena's in a good place. Mm-hmm. She's happy. She's Ariana's best friend, so we're going to support her at this time. And if Brock fucks up, we're bringing out the pitchforks. We're going to murder him, probably, to put it very, like, blankly. We're going to murder.
Which I agree with that. Like, things seem good outside of just this, like, other knowledge being brought up.
Yeah.
Thus far, he seems like a great dad. So I don't see any, like, truly immediate concern in their everyday life thus far.
And like James says, he was probably younger when he had these other kids. So he's probably made dumb mistakes.
It sounds like he was younger when he had these kids. I think he was
maybe younger than he is now. So let's go to our boxing workout in the park with Robbie. We got James and Raquel. Raquel gets her pink gloves. My baby angel, Raquel, kills it. This bitch is a silent assassin. She's coming for your ass. James doesn't really like boxing. He's pretty bad at it. And actually, it makes him more angry.
But I also like, why are we boxing in a park? I feel like he could benefit from like one of those like boxing, like title boxing club things.
Yeah. Like
where it's like a, like you have your little thing in front of you. I don't know what to call that, but you like punch at it. Punching
bag?
Yeah. Yes.
The bag that you
punch. I feel so dumb. Yeah. I think he would benefit from that version.
Yeah.
Of boxing.
Instead of like trying to match.
Instead of sitting in a park watching Raquel lightly tap this guy's. I don't know.
My sweet baby angel Raquel could murder someone. He crushed
it. She's doing it for a workout, but to get anger out, this is not the version.
No, but I mean, so they sit down after. James seems to be in good spirits, not so mad. And he's down to do anything that will help him respond differently. And Raquel's glad because her biggest fear is that James is going to say something he'll regret, such as saying something horrible to their kids, if they ever have kids, that might hurt their self-confidence. And Raquel's not about to crush anyone's self-confidence. Raquel needs, she's all about supporting self-confidence in people.
Well, that makes me think, and he has done this, but I'm sure we could pull a million receipts of him saying mean things to her.
Yeah.
So like someone he does love. So why would she not think that could happen to their future kids, which just like makes me so sad. But I love her trying to
thought about this.
I love that she's trying to work with him on it. I think that's a true partnership. Is everybody has bad qualities. How can we improve each other and make sure that it's productive?
I agree. So then Raquel says she's gonna go to Lisa's doctor for her nose and she has to tell her doctor that James hit her nose.
I have to tell him the truth.
And I guess it was 2 months earlier. He was going in for a kiss and he went in hard and he hit the nose.
Oh my God.
And James is very against anyone knowing this, which I'm like, why? It seems like it was an accident. Like you forgot maybe she had a nose job and you just like went in for it.
I'm just so confused because he's stressed about her telling the truth.
He thinks someone's going to think he hit her.
I don't, is that what he said?
No, but he's like, I think I'm scared people are going to like make it a big deal into something it's not. And I think people someone's going to be like,
he basically fucked up her nose
job.
Yeah.
I took it as like, someone's going to be like, did you hit her? And he's going to be like, no, my God.
Like
I went in to be loving.
I'm not saying this is like majorly James's fault, but like, how about we just set a new rule? We don't go near people who have nose jobs.
Raquel is celibate for like, 4 months after her nose.
You should have consulted Jax, who had like 4 nose jobs on the show. Like this is the one time he's needed on the show to consult on how to get a nose job and not get it jacked up.
But then James kind of becomes weird. Like in his interview, he's like, I'm against Raquel having a nose job because I don't want her to fuck up her nose.
He's like, I'm so into appearances. Like what if, well, I think what he was saying is, I'm worried about her going through this again and if it gets worse.
Yeah, but like, would you stop loving someone if they got a fucked up?
Well, then James proceeds to say that like appearance is very important to him. That like it would be difficult to love her if she had a jacked up nose.
That's like kind of fucked up.
Yes.
Like there are those great stories about like people who've gotten into car accidents are now in wheelchairs and like their spouses stood by them because what the fuck
and
else
James
is there
won't
ever
even stand by Raquel with a jacked up nose job, which we could probably fix and have a third nose job in the future.
Jax has had millions of nose jobs. He looks fine. Yes. We're fine.
Especially if you're going to Lisa's doctor, that means it's going to be a really good doctor.
Great nose
job. I also
job.
Keep thinking like, did this doctor, her first doctor, was it just like a cheap ass plastic surgeon?
Well, I mean, she was doing nose picks and that's weird. I never saw Dorit do a nose pick and her ass. No one's going to tell me Dorit hasn't had a nose job.
I really don't think a bump. Well, we don't have video on this kiss, but like.
I think it could.
I guess she had just taken off the bandage.
Yes, I think.
But what do you go to the doctor immediately and they could like fix it?
No, that it can slow, fuck up.
Wiggle.
No, that can fuck you up. That I stand by that. That can fuck you up bad.
Oh, damn.
You're not supposed to touch that shit. No one ever touched my nose. Okay, no,
I'm so scared.
We're never gonna kiss anyone again. We're gonna be like gentle.
Holds nose while they
lean in, go from under.
Hold on.
So now we're at Villa Rosa. The Bubbas are here. It's time for a pedicure.
So okay, I thought Katie was getting a pedicure too. I'm kind of pissed for her.
Katie doesn't get one. Sorry.
No.
Even though she walks in saying, oh my God, I haven't had a pedicure in so long.
No. And she's like, thanks for letting me crash. I was like, oh, we are all getting pedicures. And then Schwartz and Lisa sit down and I'm like, we are not all getting pedicures. Katie's sitting off to the side like a loser.
Yeah, no. So Lisa needs Schwartz back tomorrow at Villa Rosa because TomTom is going to reopen and we need some new stuff on the menu. So she's going to invite the Sir crew as her guinea pigs.
Love it.
Lisa then, so we all know Tom's home equity loan got denied.
Yikes.
It might be because he put Mactor as his occupation.
When he said that, I was like, this is why you don't get to own a business.
I literally wrote, dude, better be joking.
Why wouldn't you put entrepreneur on your loan or restaurant owner? Yes.
Literally anything. TV star.
Reality TV star would have done better.
Put Mactor. I don't even know. I didn't know what that was till I watched this. You think some 50-year-old.
I love
that
they literally gave us the definition on screen too, because it's been a while since these people have been Mactors.
Yeah, fuck you.
It's been
man.
Like 6 seasons since he was a Mactor.
So Lisa offers to buy him out of TomTom if he needs the money.
I think this is a very nice gesture. However, I understand why he declines.
I do too. So basically, he put in 50K, he would be getting out 100K. And she can have the money to him by tomorrow if he needs it.
Which, like, can you imagine being that rich that you're like, I could have it to you real quick?
Yeah, let me just run to the bank. Tom says thank you, but no thank you, because he loves TomTom so much. It means everything to him.
I appreciate that.
And then the chair folds onto him, which he deserves. So,
which when he sat down, he was like, I don't want this to happen. And then it happened.
It happened. He got too intense about the home equity loan.
It literally gave us a hierarchical stance of Lisa getting a pedicure and being fabulous, Schwartz getting one and just destroying his own body, and Katie sitting there like a queen from the sidelines.
She's like a jester on the sideline. Yeah. She doesn't even get
a nice
chair.
She's a little
chair.
Bit better than a jester. Like, Schwartz is the jester.
So now we're at Lala and Randall's house. Ariana's here. Everything seems fine. Like, Lala seems fine. Everything's kind of normal. Lala just needs some help because she hates hosting. She's bad at it. And I appreciate this because they're kind of at the age
where they're phasing out of, hey, just bring a 6-pack over.
I'm bad at hosting. I hate hosting. I think it's the worst. I never have anything
I
ready.
Really do enjoy hosting. I just find it fun, but I hate fronting the bill of hosting.
Ugh, I hate it. I'll Venmo you if you host. Don't want to do it. But Ariana, like the bad bitch she is like, surprised you asked me here to help, Lala. And Lala's like, yeah. Why? Because I yelled at you.
And I blew Ariana's up and like, we're over it. You're over it, right? I'm over it.
Yeah, we're moving on.
Sure.
It took all of 2 seconds. I thought we were going to have a real discussion on it.
So we don't say F you to each other anymore? Cool.
No, either the friendship is going to bloom or it's going to die. We don't really know. We'll see. Ariana doesn't really know either. So now this is where Lala's talking about poker night with the boys. Mm-hmm. The Rebuy Randall, Khloe Kardashian gave him the nickname.
Hell yeah.
It's one of his fucking friends or some shit. Probably not. But, you know, close enough. So now we go to this hotel for poker night because Randall only does it right.
And the girls are at his house. So if he's also hosting, he's got to go elsewhere.
We have two hosts. So Sandoval wears this poker outfit. He looks fabulous. Again, I think he bought it in COVID and now he just needs a place to wear it.
He's just like a theater kid, just like screaming to get out.
He actually asked Bravo. He was like, can you give me a list of things we're going to do in future seasons?
Can
I'll buy outfits.
Tell me the plan and I will dress in theme for all
Can
of
you
them.
Guarantee Randall's going to throw a poker night? I'll have no other way. And then this is where John Tucker, Jesse
Must
Metcalf,
Die shows.
He walks in.
He walked in and Randall's like, hey, this is my friend Jesse, and they give us the little thing, and I was like, oh my God, I know that human. I'm terrible with names of actors' real names too, like what their characters are. Like, just seeing his name, I was like, who is that? But then I saw his face and I was like, oh my God.
It's John Tucker himself.
Oh, 2008 Meredith is freaking the fuck out.
I freaked out. I was screaming. Do you know what happened to this man between...
No.
Because he was on Dancing with the Stars last season.
Shut up.
But I looked it up. Between John Tucker Must Die and this, he was on, I don't know if it was a season, but he was definitely on, like, Desperate Housewives for a little bit. But also, he had, like, some crazy-ass drug problems. Like, oh, he was jumping from... Yeah, he was a fucking mess. I think he might have gotten arrested.
Right. Well...
No, so he's, like, I mean, now.
10 years ago, Sandoval gave him a ride whenever he was dating Kristen, home from a Coachella after party. So, they've already met.
This is the first time Tom has summoned Kristen, and you know Kristen just shot up and was like, he said my name. Amazing.
Probably when he was in his drugged out days is what I'm getting from this.
Yeah, he too, was, by the way. You gotta read about him. He's crazy. So before we get started, Randall loves to brag. So he tells everyone that the last time he played, he lost 17,000 to Sandoval and Schwartz, which seemed like a lot.
This is similar to the Lisa just being like, I can get you 100 grand tomorrow. Randall saying I lost $17,000 last time I played, no timestamp, but like what?
Well, he's friends with Mark Wahlberg, so he makes a lot of money. But
Rebuy Randall just really keeps he really more rebuys. Money to the pot. Yeah.
And then you know what? Schwartz has an idea. Since James is sober and he's never played poker, why don't the rest of us take a shot to make it even playing field? And everyone says no. I liked this idea as someone who has never
that makes poker. Sense to me. And we really see James has no clue what's going on later.
Oh my God. I am James. I am James.
I do know more about poker than James does. I know what nothing. I've realized.
I would sit there and be like, what is happening?
You know, the goals have like the highest cards.
No, is it?
Oh Lord. Yeah.
I don't play poker.
Also, we get a name drop of somebody else at this woman at the table.
Oh like my God. Maria.
Ho or something. A professional poker player. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
James should just give up now.
I don't think James is playing, because he at one point asks if he can see people's cards while they're playing and they say no.
I don't know when it was, but he also, like, everyone's like, James, just go all in. And he's like, why do you guys keep going all in? Like, I don't like
that. I think early rounds he wasn't playing. He was like getting a sense of what to do. Like, and then, he was playing. And I was like, oh, you're stressing me out, dude.
Ugh. Okay, so we're at Lala's really quick. Everyone's showing up. Charlie's here. Charlie? She's here.
Got her own food.
I want to know. Oh, yeah.
Listen, we get it. Lala isn't that sympathetic. So we're planning ahead. I appreciate Charlie now.
Better safe than starving. Why are half the girls in their pajamas, but Charlie is like in a leather jacket and looks amazing? Was this a
pajama? Well, I'm not 100% sure. I actually did not even notice that, but I enjoy Charlie being a queen and just wearing whatever the love hell she her. Wants.
So last time that Sheena was here, for some reason she brings it up. It was when she bought Adam the bar back.
It was Jax and Brittany's engagement party. It was end of season 8. That was the finale
of season 8. Sheena.
Yes, but I mean it's been that long because of the pandemic.
Adam a penguin.
Yes.
Oh my God. Because we got the wedding. What, that was their engagement party. That was end of season 7.
Oh, you're right. Okay. So end of season 7. But what's funny is we do get a flashback, and I never knew that flashback of Sheena telling Kristen was at Lala and Randall's house.
I had no idea. But man, it was the funniest fucking thing. That penguin, that should end up in the Bravo clubhouse.
Yes. Thing. You're totally right. I completely forgot that Jackson Freddy got married because we hated that.
We hated it. But you know what's even funnier is Brock when they started dating but Sheena Koala.
This is what I do love about like couples or like new friends where you're like, oh, you know, that's kind of what awkward do I get because them? I had that moment with someone else. So this just actually is weird for me.
I mean, I just love how Sheena and Brock are so similar. They buy people, they like animals.
I want to know when they went to Australia. I need to categorize this in my timeline because they clearly went before the pandemic.
Good luck. I can't
but
help
he
you.
He went and didn't see his kids.
I can't help you.
I know. I'm just there's a lot in my, I really am big on timelines, and I'm about to build a whole one about Rock's life.
Do it. Be that meme where the guy's like going crazy with the strings everywhere and he's nutty. Yes.
I'm basically like, hey, James told me Brock had to be younger to have kids.
So he's 27 now. So he's
younger.
He could have been 5. He could have been 26. We have no idea.
We can go from any of these ranges. Let's try and narrow it down.
So we're back at poker night. Everyone's winning rounds. Tom Sandoval makes a dumbass John Tucker must die joke. It made me cringe.
What I learned in this moment is if I know someone famous, I don't want Sandoval to meet them because I'm embarrassed.
Jesse Metcalf does not like John Tucker must die.
He's not. Listen, this is old. I'm kind of embarrassed about it now. I'm sorry.
It's a classic. It is one of the best movies ever made.
I agree, but the joke wasn't even funny. The joke was not funny.
No, definitely wasn't. James is stressed. Schwartz plays online poker. Schwartz makes a funny joke that if Randall keeps losing, he's not going to need a home equity loan.
Which, I mean, makes sense to me because Randall is down $5,000 right now.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was going to go out the final payoff. So Jesse wins $1,300. He comes in at top. Schwartz wins $1,150. Sandoval wins $760. And yeah, Randall is in the hall about $5,000.
This seems like it's the beginning of the night. I mean, I know we don't come back to it, but I'm just saying this seems early.
5K. You know, Lala didn't make the New York Times bestseller list. Okay. We can't be just.
Yeah. But like Randall missed the last boys night because he was working. That's so true. Like, he didn't clearly he made enough money to pay for boys night, non junk food America.
He missed American boys night. So now we're at Lala's house. Ariana and Charlie are taking forever finding the hot sauce. So Sheena goes inside to find them. And while Sheena's inside, Lala brings up the lunch with Lisa and the domestic violence charge.
I think this is so shitty the way this happens. I don't like people like this.
And Katie also gets involved. She wants answers. Answers she that probably doesn't deserve or need, but she wants them.
And Raquel's like, I'm sorry. I thought we already like put Brock on trial. Like, why are we bringing this up again?
Yeah. So it's hot. So everyone comes back out. It's hot tub time. Raquel, sweet baby angel, perfect.
This is the friend I want in my life.
She pulls Sheena aside and says, hey, when you're gone, they brought up the Brock situation. I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah.
She's bringing it up. It's not fair to question your judgment, and I have your back, basically.
Yes. And Sheena's like, I'm so tired of, you know, this being brought up. And Brock is only half this story is really being told. I think she understands the first time Lala brought it up and like the concern, but now she's like, I'm tired of this fake ass concern Lala is giving me. Like, why do we keep bringing this
up? I have so many thoughts for the end.
Me too.
Episode.
But like, okay. Ready for the Lisa's house moment.
So, they're in the hot tub. It's so hot. It hurts people. Sheena doesn't want to be in a bathing suit. She says it's her doctor's orders.
I love that.
Great. I love
it. You know what? You do you. This is a girl's night. So Charlie, you want to look fabulous. I love that. Sheena, you want to be in sweats. I love that.
And neither one of them want to go in the hot tub. We don't
love
shame.
All of it. Yeah.
So Katie actually forgot she was going to give a gift to Sheena. She forgot it at her house. She was going to give it to Brock after American Boys Night, but he had already left. And Sheena's like, yeah, he did. And then Sheena, of course, is like, actually, you know what, Lala, now that we're on this subject, stop bringing up the shit.
Yeah, like, and why are we keep doing this routine?
Lala swears she's not coming for Sheena. And Sheena's like, then shut the fuck up and trust my judgment. Not gonna have a baby with someone who's a bad guy.
Yeah, again, it's done and over with. I already had, I think the first pregnancy was an accident because let's remember she had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
But then after so much time, I think they'd been together for over 2 years by the time that they had Summer Moon.
Yeah. And they were in COVID together.
You
make it through COVID. You're with each other.
Now there is a baby. We got to move on.
And if Lala has concerns, fine. Well, you can't. Is she like, what's her end game? Is she trying to make Sheena leave? Like, I don't understand. Yes. What and her like, end game is.
The way you bring this up as a friend, I know we're filming a TV show, so I can appreciate Lala trying to make this TV show happen, but also this is a family.
Yeah.
And you're making a show at the expense of your so-called friend and her family. So don't say you're there for Summer Moon and this is all about Summer Moon, because you're actually going to end up hurting her. The one thing I do love about the Kardashians is that they don't do this shit. They don't with like with baby daddies and they try not to like throw each other under the bus. And I appreciate that, because like you're ending up hurting the kid. Because when she watches this back, you talking about this for 5 episodes in a row,
it's going to hurt her. It's going to make her question things. You're hurting Brock's kids in Australia. Like, there's a lot. So Lala says this is new to her. She just thought Brock had 2 kids, and now she finds out
that because Sheena was like, why didn't you bring this up?
Yeah. Before. So then Lala's like, how am I the bad guy? These are Brock's issues. And Lala then calls Sheena, Summer, and Brock's other children victims, which I don't love.
I
don't like it actually at all.
I think his other kids are victims of this situation.
Yeah.
But I don't think Summer and Sheena are victims at this point. I think his other kids are victims of not having their dad present in their life.
Yes, agreed. But yeah, there definitely is like a...
But I think a lot of people are victims of that, even if their parents are present in their life. Like, every kid grows up with stuff. So even if he was a stand-up dad here in the US and did everything, I don't think that he should feel bad about living in the US at this point, because it sounds like his kids are okay back home.
Yes. We'll dive into it even more.
Yeah.
So now we're at Villa Rosa. Hip hip hooray. The Toms bring all this alcohol. They're going to create 2 cocktails with all of this shit. They could kill an army with all this alcohol.
They don't have all this shit. Sandoval has all this shit.
That's true. So everyone's here. They're going to try the cocktails. Brock shows up. Can't believe Lisa's got so much.
First time at Villa Rosa. He is like, the fuck? There are swans.
Shook. Absolutely shook. So Sandoval and Schwartz make their drinks. Sandoval's is obviously more fancy. He's got smoking shit happening. Brock, when they're all outside, asks to have a word with Lisa. He really quick, though, wants to clear the air with everyone. He says he has a history. He's learned from his mistakes he's made. And he wants to move on. And
I like Lala, this. He's hitting it head on.
Yeah,
he's not letting the narration happen outside of him. He's like, listen, things are being talked about. I'm ready to address it.
Yeah. But Lala's grossed out by this.
I don't get
grossed
why.
Grossed out.
She hates that he's basically said that he's learned from his mistakes.
Grossed out by that. So Brock and Lisa talk. Oh, really quick. The cocktails come out. Schwartz made watermelon.
Brock and Lisa walk off and go sit elsewhere, and the cocktails come out.
Yeah, really quick. Love Schwartz this. Made like a watermelon margarita, and Sandoval made like a massive smoking whiskey.
Watermelon.
Oh my
slice
God.
In there.
Yeah, whole watermelon slice.
He was like, I'm so sorry. I'll pare it down. And Lala was like, I love it. Keep it.
Sandoval made like this smoky whiskey drink or something. It seemed complicated.
Katie trolls him and is like, I didn't see any smoke come out of there. Which I'm like, Katie, shut the fuck up. This is not the time to criticize him. You want to be a part of Schwartz and Sandy. This is not the time.
Shut up. Yeah. You want a job? Shut up. So Sheena, or Brock and Lisa talk, and Brock knows Sheena is really important. Sheena loves Lisa. Sheena's very important to Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. So Brock says he's not proud of what he did, but the person he is now isn't the person he was 10 years ago. So he was younger back in the day.
Yes. He was younger. Just to clarify on James' comment from earlier.
He tried to have a conversation with Lala. Basically what happened is when he was 19 years old, him and his partner got in a fight and he did slap her across the face.
Yes.
They then moved to France. Well, they had the first kid, the son, they moved to France, and then the daughter was born.
And the slap was before the children.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They moved to France. The baby was born. They separated after the first baby was born, then found out they were pregnant again. The pregnancy caused a fight between his partner's dad and him.
Brock. Yeah.
Yeah. And they gave him the domestic violence charge. So she took the kids from Brock. He went to court and the charge was lifted. But then he left Australia to do better in America. And when he was in America, he realized that his kids had a whole new life with a new dad. And he felt hurt by this, but also thought maybe he deserved this because of what he has done in his past. Mm-hmm. Lisa is comforting him because Brock is crying at this point. And she does feel for like Brock, but is also very worried about Sheena and doesn't love what she's hearing.
Which I get that.
Yeah. But Brock,
this is the first time Lisa's hearing
what happened.
Yes. Outside of the one time, like the only other thing that Lisa's heard is the tea party. Cause Lisa mm-hmm. hasn't been at the other events. So I mean, this is concerning for me to hear too. Yes. I agree.
But Brock says he really does love Sheena. She makes him a better person and she brings out the best in him.
Yeah.
So I think this went well. We finally get the story. I obviously don't agree with Brock slapping his wife. I think a lot of people are trolling him because he left like Australia to go to America. And it's not like he left like a third world country to come to America.
Yeah.
But from the video Brock posted, he was trying to be in the NFL, which is only possible yes. in America.
Yes. So yes, I think there's different portions of this. Like
he did put his dreams before his kids.
But I mean, if you make it, that is a big payout and that does change yes. your kid's life. So I understand his
mind.
Well, I understand him in his mind saying like, this could change my kid's life.
Yes. And I think, you know, he was what, like 20 something at that point, like 22. Mm-hmm. Think of a man. I didn't give a fuck about anyone but me at 22. So
because he moved here and still had contact with his kids. Cause his kids and his, I don't know if wife or ex-wife at the time, I don't know what their relationship status was, but they came here. So it seems like everything was kosher with him moving here. At least.
Yes. I'm sure the difference was just the wife met someone else. A mm-hmm. father figure then came into the situation and it was probably just easier for the wife or the partner or whoever she was.
Yes. Yeah. I think I put this in three buckets of like his stories and all the stories combined is
okay.
This domestic violence thing. I'm like, one, I'm really happy he like just was, it seems very straight about it. Honest about, yeah, what's going on. So there's this domestic violence thing. There's him leaving Australia and coming to the US. And then it sounds like then he got cut off after the fact.
Yes.
And like the not seeing the kids or no communication for 4 years. So these different buckets are like different concerning levels for me for different reasons.
Yeah.
And very complicated all at the same time.
And for two of those years, we were in a full pandemic. So
yeah.
That was rough. That yes. we'll give it to you. That's rough.
But and the domestic violence thing, like hearing that explanation makes a lot more sense. I don't agree with him slapping his partner, but he clearly is showing remorse here. And that was so long ago. I can see that there's growth on his end that from my perspective, I'm not concerned that it would happen again.
Yes. I don't think it's right that he did it. I think he does deserve some sort of consequence or punishment. But to me, there doesn't seem to be any red flags that he's going to do.
But I also don't think it's right that it was used against him in a different argument and that like they pressed charge. It seems like his partner's dad wanted to press charges because of a different argument. And I don't like that.
Yeah, I think, again, we don't know the story. Now we're hearing like Brock's story. So there could be like, I'm sure the partner has a totally different one, which is fine.
But all I can do is go off of like
what we're seeing. Point. Yes. Is this, if this is completely true, then I'm seeing growth. I hope it's true. I hope Sheena is not in some sort of abusive relationship. It seems great from the outside and from her blogs. So that's all I can hope for her in summer.
And I do appreciate the emotion he shows. Cause like, I think that's very authentic in my mind.
I do too.
And I think later on it's used against him and I don't like that.
I know. Okay. So, talk's over. Lisa needs a drink. Sandoval shows her the sexy drink and Lisa loves it because it's sexy, but also ridiculous.
Yeah. But like, how long will this take our staff to to make. Yeah. And let's all note, there is a context here. This is the industry I work in, that there's a massive labor shortage across the country, yes, but also specifically in restaurants. So like Lisa being like, how long is this going to take somebody to do?
Is valid.
Yes.
So it's time for dinner. Whose cocktail was better? Everyone votes for the watermelon margarita. Schwartz's drink will be put on the menu.
Woo, I love this. Go Schwartz.
Sandoval asks about his drink. It's a big NO.
No. Which I think Lisa's like, if I'm having a fun party at my house, this is a drink I want to serve because I don't give a shit about how much labor it takes.
Yes.
When I'm running a business, that's the problem with Sandoval, is he thinks but not logistically.
Yeah, vodka soda in your business. You got a 1, 2,
this cool margarita. You mean we can prep half this stuff before we open? I'm in.
Down. Yes. Also, the people you're hiring probably have no restaurant experience because there is such a big shortage.
Yeah, you are hiring unskilled labor.
So you should do what Ariana did and figure out a drink that normal people like Brock can make.
You know what?
Genius.
I need to like write myself a note to look into those boxes again.
I know, me too.
Maybe that's going to be our Christmas gift to our patrons.
Okay. So Lala is really quiet. Lisa calls her out. And Lala's, I wasn't happy. You know, this was production being like, Lisa, why is Lala so quiet? They're like
texting
quiet?
Lisa, hey, can you ask Lala why she is quiet?
Yeah, so Lisa does it.
But I get it. We have to make a show.
Lala said she feels awkward. She tells Lisa about that they had girls' night, and she was going to Sheena as a friend. And Sheena is basically like, oh, my God, leave me alone. Our best friendship has only been maybe 3 weeks. So this isn't needed.
Well, Lala feels like this is getting like she's becoming the bad guy in this situation.
She kind of is.
Well, here's the thing. I find this complicated because I think this does often happen when you get shot as the messenger of like when you raise a red flag, people are more mad at you. And I think I look at the situation as a whole of like the first time Lala raised concern. Sheena like listened to it. Sheena responded and told her like more details because Brock is the one who brought this up. It's not like like Lala found this on the deep earth of the internet and like let Sheena in on this. Like Brock is the one who presented this information. So when Lala expressed her concern the first time, Sheena received it and gave Lala more information and told Lala like you can ask Brock anything. Like they've been very open about this. There was no like you're the bad guy when she first expressed this, but there have been like at least 4 other times she has brought this up.
My thing is, I think if you're brought into the situation, you can give your opinion on it. Listen, hear me out. I've had so many friends where I hate their fucking boyfriends. I hate them so much.
I agree.
My friend in high school dated this one guy, unknownst to us at 14, he had bipolar disorder. He was undiagnosed, but he would go through really high highs and really low lows.
Yeah.
And those freaked me out because when it was low, it was really low. So I, a lot of the time, would get brought into it. She would call me crying, telling me what he did. One time he tried to fight her dad and my mom I had to show up with his mom. And like, it was big. So I was brought into this. So I'm openly giving my opinion
because that makes sense. Fucking
obviously I'm a part of this. So if Sheena brought Lala into all these issues, then fine. Lala can give her opinion as many times as she wants. But Lala's never been asked her opinion.
Yes.
I don't give my opinion to my friend.
She was brought in because they're the ones who brought it to her.
Yes. And Brock shared, he said, I have kids in Australia.
Yes.
Lala was confused by it. She voiced her concern. She found out more information. She then voiced her other concern.
But like, that was 3 episodes ago.
Yes. The issue is when I don't like one of my friend's boyfriends, I'm iffy about him. I give him a chance. I don't love him. I'll voice my concern if needed. But if my friend's like, I'm staying with him and I don't hear bad shit, I'm out. I'm out of the way to, I can't criticize this relationship.
Yes. Lala is the one. Lala's the one bringing it up.
Yeah. She's
that's my problem with this.
Yes. And she's basically like, Sheena, you shouldn't be with this man. So she's kind of trying to break them up in a sense.
that's what it seems like to me. She's like, here's all the problems. And Sheena's like, well, here's more context.
Like, I don't know.
And Lala's like, no, but here's more problems.
Yeah. I have no idea what her end game is. I have no idea what she wants Sheena to do. I have no idea what she wants Brock to do. Like, what, Brock, hey, go hang out with your kids and then I'll be cool with you. Like,
yeah. What's so the Lala, do you want Brock to ditch Sheena and go be with the other two kids?
What's the, she said, Sheena, I want you to be careful. Sheena said, great.
End okay, of story. I hear like, you. I don't
know what we're doing now.
I so hear that- you. And like, I respect it. I have a child with this person and I'm in a relationship with them. So like, I hear you, but like, I'm going to continue.
Also, respectively, Lala, you've been in Sheena's life for maybe 6 episodes. Okay. We've watched it. You've been around for 6 episodes.
Yes.
So you weren't there for a majority of her relationship with Brock. You don't get
to... you just met him too. Yeah. So you don't have an... I take Ariana's opinion more highly than Lala's.
Yes. Okay. So as we continue down this path, Sandoval tries to get involved. I'm not glad about it, but I think he has good... I think he has a good point. I agree, but he is interrupting her. Yes.
While she's trying to explain why she is quiet.
Lala. Yes. He's interrupting Lala. Lisa then is like, Sandoval, let Lala finish. And Sandoval says, fuck that to Lisa.
And he says, give me a fucking second.
That's it. Give me a fucking second.
He like yells it.
Yeah. Which was not great. So he does apologize for swearing at Lisa, but that's not great.
When she tells him he has to apologize.
So then Lala gets a little heated and she says she stands by that she's a good motherfucker. And she says Sheena hurt her and is dangerous as fuck. Which now Lala's trying to become the victim because she's blaming Sheena for something.
Yes. I think she said that Brock is dangerous and she won't stand for it. I don't think she was saying that. I think she was saying that
Sheena hurt her and Brock is dangerous.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is fair again. Like, obviously this kid that I knew with bipolar disorder, he's now medicated and he's fine. He's like a lovely person. I have nothing against him.
I think Lala gets her opinion here, but like, again, her bringing it up 27 times.
It needs to be done.
Is unnecessary. You've said your piece, honey.
So Sheena's smart and she wants to hear what Sandoval has to say. So now Sheena has allowed Sandoval the floor. So Sandoval says, you know, he brings up when Lala started dating Randall, and before he can finish, Lala flips the fuck out because we're not going to talk about her fiance. But like, you're talking about Sheena's dude.
That's
Sandoval was just trying to basically say, I think like if this happened with Randall when you were dating him, you would have freaked out. Yeah, which like his point is obviously like
Ruben. See Sheena's side to this. Like when you were dating someone we were concerned about, I agree because. I have a few things here is that like, I don't think Sandoval handles many conversations well, personally. No.
But I think he's on the money.
Yes. I think he has the right intent behind it. And I think Lala has the right intent too. I do think Lala is somewhat pure in her worries. No, she just has to let it go.
I think
she is concerned. I think she just needs to let it go though.
I don't think she's a reason though to be concerned anymore.
I think she sees things differently as a mother, and I can hear that argument. However, the 7 different times you bring it up, it's not valid anymore. But Sandoval, like, I get what you're trying to say, but you're not communicating it right. And also like that Lala will never sit here and let someone compare Brock to Randall. And I think they are different people. They are different scenarios, but I understand what Sandoval is trying to do.
He was just trying to make a point, like see it from someone else's perspective. Because
if we had done this to you in this situation with you and Randall, think about how you would have felt.
Also, I think he's trying to show like there is no end game. Like what is this concern for anymore? Like Sheena's aware of it. Everyone knows, like, let's end it. So Brock tries to get involved, but somehow Sandoval ends up, you know, try and get involved. There was a lot of yelling. I was really focused on Ariana finishing.
Yeah. And even Katie like starts, I think Katie gets triggered when Sandoval yells at anyone, which I get, when Sandoval yells at girls.
Are you punking us right now? or are you just a punk?
Katie, Boo. Not a great comment, but like, I die for you. Like, I think you're hilarious in this moment. Not,
are you punking
I us? Don't think she's trying to be funny, but I find that moment funny.
Like, you just, are you punking us right now?
But do you see how, like, you see that Katie is in this opposite of Sandoval a lot of times and is yelling. So I think she gets very involved when Sandoval starts yelling at other women.
Which is fine, but like, also, I don't think Sandoval went in with the intention to yell at Lala. I think Lala.
I don't think he normally does, but I think he often gets there.
I think other people yell, and instead of being calm, which I guess he doesn't have to because everyone else is already yelling, he yells back. Which
he yelled first, though, because Lala was explaining why she was being quiet, and he's the one who said, "Can I just fucking?" Like, yes, give me a fucking,
he did. He takes right.
it. And like, same with the Katie situation. He is the one who typically starts yelling because he's not being heard. However, he thinks his opinion is something he can talk over other people with. He, I think, values himself so highly, which yeah. I get it. I do this. I am the exact same way. So like, I understand this. And my family is, if you're yelling louder, you win. So like, I get wanting to talk over people and yell at people. However, this is not a good look.
Listen, I get it. But in this situation, I think Lala is, I think she's just,
I think Lala's in this. Intent is wrong in the digging into the like digging in Brock. However, I think Sandoval's message is so like his delivery is so wrong.
Yeah, but I somehow, I guess as a viewer, I'm able to look at the message behind it more.
Yeah.
In this situation.
When you're
and
not
I think,
physically involved
I think Lala's it. Just being rude at this point, and I think she just can't let it go.
Yeah.
And I think Sandoval has nothing but good intentions. And for that reason, like it just, I got to support my dude. I don't think he's doing it right, but I think he has the good heart. Lala may be doing it right, but she's like the bad one in this. It's like good and not good and evil. Cause Lala's
well,
obviously
that, like,
not evil.
Sandoval like, is responding to an event. So it's like, he's not starting the problems. However, his reaction is a problem. Yes.
Yes. So Lala says, you know what? She doesn't care. Her and Sheena just don't mesh well as friends. She's over it. And then she gets up to leave, which dramatic in my opinion, but fine.
This is so Lala though.
Lala is crying. Lisa
Lala
goes
attacks
after her.
Someone. Lala's the aggressor. But when somebody becomes aggressive with her,
she's the victim.
She's the, yes.
Sandoval's mad because Lala keeps bringing this up. Lala then cries to Lisa that all these people hold her to a torch. I honestly wrote LMFAO, get out.
I literally like, I was like what torch? Like, nobody held you to a torch.
Literally, Sandoval tried and you interrupted him, so you didn't get any torch.
But he didn't, like, he was playing devil's advocate. His intent behind it was to play devil's advocate.
But
that wasn't holding you to a torch.
That
was holding your argument to a torch, not you. They didn't say you're a shitty mother or like, fuck you and Randall. They were like, what if we had done this to you and Randall? And she was like, how dare you say Randall's name?
Stop talking about my man.
I'm going to talk about somebody else's man for hours and hours and hours, but don't you dare talk about mine.
Yeah. So that's how it ends. I know there were a lot of tweets. Honestly, most of Twitter is very against Lala and Katie at the time.
I don't like them coming for Katie because I understand her wanting to like stop. I think her intent behind it is to stop Sandoval yelling at someone else because Katie gets that a lot.
Your girl is a famous Katie flipper. Sometimes I love her. Sometimes I hate her. I can never just like her. What they're basically saying is Katie's just Lala's like lackey. Like if Lala thinks it's
I get that.
Now Katie thinks, because that's how she was with Stassi.
I understand that, but this is the only instance that we've seen this thus far.
Thus far, yeah, but I think she,
and I
for
think
years
when
she
look,
did that with Stassi.
I agree, but when we look at the very specific situation of it, I can see her doing this because
of Sandoval.
Sandoval's yelling triggers her.
How come we can look at Sheena's patterns and make assumptions, but we can't look at Katie's patterns and make assumptions?
That's a good point. I'm just saying this isn't a pattern yet with Lala. It's a one instance. So if we see it again,
Brock's
I'm on
one
board.
Instance.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a pattern.
Yeah. Okay. So,
you can't call it a pattern if it's been one time.
Basically people are really coming for Katie.
It was a pattern with I agree with the Katie thing with Stassi. It's a pattern with Stassi, but you can't say it's a pattern with Lala yet.
Lala tries to, or Katie tries to pick the baddest bitch around and hook her wagon to them. But honestly, I got to say, as someone who considers herself kind of a bad bitch, there is nothing less bad bitchish than when you're in an argument and you leave. You leave crying as the victim. That is, bad bitches are never the victim.
That is the last thing you do.
Yeah.
When you have nothing else. That is what I Lala's trust me, I use this card a lot because I have no other leg to stand on. Lala's this is like, I feel like a conditioned thing that like siblings do to each other. You're like, I have nothing else. I'm going to start sobbing. So then mom and dad are on my side.
Lala
is, and Lisa is mom in this group.
You can tell Lala's officially, this might be her recognizing maybe I'm wrong and I don't want to admit I'm wrong.
1,000%. She has no leg to stand on. So she needs to leave. And the only way to leave dignified in a way and like is to cry. I'm telling you, this is my page. My rule book is ripped out right now. Like,
Well, I know who's the bad bitch. It's Sheena who sat there calmly.
No, it's and was Charlie. Like, it's Charlie. Charlie is the bad
Charlie's
bitch.
Charlie's not here. She,
takes no, it on
in
head
this
on.
Situation, it's Sheena who was like, tell me.
No, because Sheena did not speak up.
She wasn't, she didn't cry though. She sat there. True. She took it. She said, I want to
the bad bitch my is Brock in my mind. He confronted bad it bitch. Head on the minute they were all in the same
actually,
room.
Yeah,
said,
you know,
I know there's comments.
Bad bitch Brock.
Bad bitch Brock.
Okay. So next time the Toms get hammered, I like didn't know what that was, but they just get hammered. Wait,
I'm pretty sure that they were drinking their like whiskey or their whatever or bourbon or whatever it's called. It looked like hammered. The bottle that they just came out with 2 weeks ago.
Absolutely hammered. Lala tells Ariana that Tom Sandoval is unacceptable. I can't wait to roast Lala on this. I'm telling you already, I'm fucking coming for her. Sandoval tells Lisa. Or tells Lala that she has a double standard. And that was basically it. I can't wait. Yes. That's going to be because people really hate Sandoval and they really hate Lala right now. So I can't wait to see who comes
well,
on
a lot of people
that.
Are like, with Jax out of the picture, Sandoval's bad qualities are really shining. And no, I agree.
Actually, he's just the number one guy in the group.
I guess when you're the number one guy, you're the douchiest
the
person around.
You're the target.
No.
You're I don't know why. I agree. I think Sandoval's a little much, but I'm rooting for him still.
No, I agree with his position.
Yes.
I think he goes about it so horribly. I can't be on his side.
I have to be on his side.
Okay, well, let's get into accept and block because let's do block first because I think I know who you're going to block. So then that helps me because I had two people knowing that you would block one of them.
I'm blocking Lala. Goodbye. Yes. She was fucking so stupid and rude. Like, there's no need. You gave your opinion. Now shut the fuck
like,
up.
Move on.
You're a bad friend.
I agree.
A bad friend. Are you gonna
Well, because you're blocking Lala, I'm blocking Sandoval because, like, I 2 weeks in a row, he's like screaming at people and like talking over them. I can't do it.
Do it.
If you
go after him.
No, I can go after him. I can't do him yelling at people. Because I think Sandoval also plays the victim. When Sandoval doesn't have a dog in this fight, so, like, him having to interject is so Sandoval.
He, you know what? He's a good friend because he's got Sheena's back.
I'm just saying the same reasons that Lala shouldn't bring this up, because, like, it's irrelevant, are the same reasons Sandoval doesn't need to get involved. Like, we don't need you, sir.
I think I'm team Sandy. After talking about this, I think I'm on team Sandy.
I am team Sheena and Brock.
I'm team Sandoval. Rip him to shreds.
But you agree his delivery is terrible.
His delivery is wrong, but I
just need you to like admit that 7 times in a row.
I love it.
It's horrible. That's why he's the bad guy of the season is like, he is really not showing himself well.
I will be going.
I think
Tom
he really needs to take some communication classes.
Guess who's going to the deli to get a pastrami? It's me. It's me. I'm showing up at Schwartz and Sandy's.
I'd rather lick Schwartz's toes than be like, watch Sandoval do that again.
Team Sandy, man.
Okay. Who are you accepting?
I don't know. You go first.
This is probably controversial because there is some shady shit he's doing. However, I'm accepting Brock. I really appreciate his openness. I feel like when it's every time it's been brought up, he is giving us information and it takes time to get the full story. I do not approve of him slapping or leave like his partner or leaving his kids. However, I do approve that people can change and grow from experiences. And I, at this point, feel as though he has done that. We only have half of the story, but I'm really proud of how he handled himself in this whole situation.
I love that. I would also accept Brock, but I'm going to go in a different direction. And for a second, I was like, is this allowed? But then I was like, it's our podcast. I could do whatever I want.
Oh, no. Who?
Jesse McCann. Oh,
stop it. Bye-bye. I hate you so much.
He won in poker and he's John Tiger. Oh.
Jesse Metcalf. I thought you meant Jesse who cut Sandoval's hair.
That's why I had to preface Jesse Metcalf.
No.
Jesse Metcalf. No. John
Jesse
Tiger
who cut
die.
The hair does not deserve it. I thought that's what you were saying because there's no one else to pick.
No. I want Jesse Metcalf. He won in poker.
You know what? He's bless his soul Randall. For approving to show up on this show. You know what?
Yeah,
that's why
the
he deserves
fuck
it.
Was like, hey, Jesse, you're going to have to be on
Randall.
Rules.
It's Randall for sure. He is so into knowing, like people knowing that
he
knows
loves
famous
to
people.
Name drop. Yes. That's why, in case you don't
what's
know,
better than a
behind,
name drop? A famous person showing up on your dumbass reality TV show you have to be a part of.
For people who don't know, the reason I always drop Mark Wahlberg is because Randall has dropped Mark Wahlberg's name and I think it is so funny.
The way you say it is exactly how he does his Instagrams. He's like, my friend at Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I
and I hanging out on studio from seven well, years ago.
This and is me like, and my friend Mark Wahlberg. We're actually besties.
Close the yearbook, dude.
He used to be friends with 50 Cent, but they got in a big Twitter
Fofty.
Fight.
Hashtag Fofty now.
Fofty Cent. Okay. I guess it's time for my polls. I did a lot of Halloween polls. I'm not going to go through them.
Yeah, we're not doing those. No. Also, I did not watch Vanderpump Rules and I'm really sad because I think Brock and Sheena were on there. So like just everybody watch it themselves.
Watch What Happens Live, you mean?
That, oh shit, what did I say?
Vanderpump Rules. I was like, you did because we just talked about it.
Did watch Vanderpump Rules. I did not watch What Happens Live. There is a podcast version also for everybody. You can just listen to the audio, which is cool.
Cool. Okay. So I made one. The tweet was raise your hand if you think Sandoval is feeling himself a little too much this season, and 100% of people voted yes, including me. Okay, everyone, I may be going to the deli, but I think he's a little much.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're on the same page here. How many people voted in that?
7.
Okay.
So then I said
if it was just tweet, two, that means
it's just us. No, there are 7 people that all agreed, but then there was a tweet that said, y'all can think Tom Sandoval sucks, but he's pretty much been right this entire season. From Katie's involvement in the bar to Lala and her relationship double standard. And I said, is Sandoval right though?
This is difficult because there's 2 different issues coupled in here.
5 people said yes and 2 people said no. And I'm one of the yeses and you're one of the no's.
I'm one of the no's because of the Katie thing.
You know what? They would just butt heads though, and it's his restaurant.
I agree, but it's Schwartz's too. You don't get to make a sweeping call. You're not 100% owner.
He can't even afford his home equity.
I agree with that. However, you're not even a majority owner of this place because Greg is involved. Your mom and your stepdad are involved. Schwartz is involved. You think Sandoval's mom and stepdad would be like, sweet Katie here that they've met a few times can't be involved at all?
Yeah, I think if Tom was like, fuck Katie, they'd be like, cool.
I think they'd be like, I think you're going a little too far.
My Sandy, I'm going to the deli, I'm getting a pastrami. I'm
going to go get a pastrami, but I want to fucking order it from Katie.
Nope. See, this is fun though, because this is the first time we disagree, I think, in a long time on this show.
But
so,
like I will keep saying, we agree that his delivery is horrible.
His delivery is wrong.
We don't stand for that.
I don't mind. I think I don't mind as much because of who it's targeted to. I'm okay with it. If he was arguing with Charlie, I'd be like, back the fuck up. He's number one guy in the group.
Is it just Lala that you're like, you don't agree with it with Katie though?
I don't really care about Katie because I think Katie, listen, I care about Katie. That's how
Katie can stand up for herself and like
Katie, you know, A, can stand up for herself. B, I think Schwartz puts her in a bad position. So I my real issue is just like, agreed. I want someone to yell at Schwartz. And then with Katie, her ass gets involved with shit that doesn't need getting involved with all
Katie the damn time. Katie and Sandoval are the same fucking people.
Yeah, but like, I know, but Sandoval goes
Sandoval
in with good
intentions.
Sandoval
doesn't need to be involved here.
Katie, I know, but he goes in with good intentions and Katie's just like, Sandoval's yelling. Now I got to yell at him. And
yep. That's a good point.
It's stupid. All of it's stupid.
Can we agree that we're done with... Are you over this storyline? Because I'm done with it.
The Brock thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. At this point, I don't care if he, like, murdered a whole village. Like,
I mean, I want to hear about it at the reunion because I want Brock to, like, sit down and literally tell the whole truth, nothing
but
the
truth. Yeah, and I want Andy to be there to protect him.
I need it to be, like, Andy's court and, like, to sit there and, like, get a real story, like, the full story of this. But that's as much as I want from this again. I'm tired of Lala
like,
bringing
everyone
this up.
Else has to shut up when he does it. Like, no one else mentions anything.
I don't want this a discussion at a dinner table or a lunch table the rest of the season.
Lala's not the victim. We're over it. I wish Andy would do, like, at reunions, like, a poll of the most loved person and the most hated person and, like, let them know. You just be like, by the way, you were the most hated person.
No, I want us to rank people in a society. From best to worst. Yes. When I was in college, my senior house, we would rank our roommates.
Oh God.
It told you where you stood.
Oh God, I would be ranked.
We would, I mean, it was a joke in a way. And we finally just started doing top roommate, bottom roommate, but like there were seven of us.
Yeah, no, I would have.
So there was a wide spread, but it, like you would top roommate and bottom roommate people like Sunday mornings after you went out, you'd be like top roommate at a great time.
That's rude because you're like friends and living with them. This would just be like the public's perception of you.
Yes, and actually, but I think it's hilarious.
I thought about this because I want them to do it on Beverly Hills because I think Erica, Rinna, and Dorito think that they're like top dogs still.
Yes.
And I want someone to be like, we even like Kyle better than you. And listen, Kyle's been called a ragamuffin so many times on Twitter. I can't not call her a ragamuffin.
I wanted them to know at the reunion, but since the reunion has happened, that LA Times piece on Garcelle, Sutton, and
Crystal. You forgot
God,
about
why
her.
Can I not remember? I was like, I don't know why, but for a minute I thought it was Kathy who did it. The three of them did that article and the world went wild. So
yeah,
I think they know inadvertently.
I don't. I think they're so narcissistic. They have like no fucking clue. But I want Andy to sit here and be like, so it looks like Sutton was the favorite housewife, followed by Garcelle and Crystal. And then
No.
Kathy
Garcelle
Hilton.
Would be first.
It doesn't matter. But whatever. So then Kathy Hilton,
actually,
then
Kathy be like, would be first because she's boop. Just beloved.
Oh my God. Kathy's the greatest thing. But then he'd end and be like, and Erica or Rinna or whoever it is. And it'd be like a slap in the face. I want Andy to do that for Vanderpump Rules and be like, was it Sandoval or Lala that was more
even
needed?
If it was just on Watch What Happens Live, you know, like I would take that.
10 out of 10. I love.
Right. Well,
okay.
That's all we got.
Thank you so much.
Bye.